Nick Scripp, P2W Fantasy Podcast. We have two topics for you guys here today. One is stats and facts to know that you can apply to fantasy football to ensure you play to win. The other one is 2023 fantasy football versions of player performances from 2022. These are threads that I dropped out on Twitter, but I wanted to make sure I share them on the podcast. I think they are great to know and have some good facts that will prepare you for this 2023 NFL and fantasy football season. Before we get into it, I want to make sure I plug the Patreon, the P2W Fantasy Patreon Discord. Tons of content all in one spot. We have daily discussions talking various topics and strategies as well. It's the place to be if you want an edge in your fantasy football leagues. We've been growing nonstop this offseason, and the amount of work that I put into this is well worth your money. Patreon.com/P2W Fantasy. If you are a fan of this content, as a content creator, and again, want just one spot for tons of content and some collaborations and discussions, go check that out. Patreon.com/P2W Fantasy. First topic here, stats and facts to know that you can apply for the fantasy football season in 2023. Deshaun Watson has averaged 21-plus fantasy points per game in 4 out of 5 of his seasons. He's had 2 seasons above 4,100 passing yards. They want to open up the passing game in Cleveland. Nick Chubb has averaged 5-plus yards per carry in all 5 seasons played, so that's some high efficiency. I think Nick Chubb enters this season not going to be the focus of all defenses like he has been the last several seasons. So this can mean even more efficiency with not all eyes on Nick Chubb. And this is a, hey, don't forget what Deshaun Watson has meant for fantasy sort of note. Keenan Allen across his final 7 healthy games in 2022 averaged 10.71 targets, 7.86 receptions, 83 receiving yards, 0.57 touchdowns, and 19.7 fantasy points. He didn't look washed. He didn't look old. Justin Herbert has finished number 2 for back-to-back seasons in both passing attempts and passing yards. Tons of volume to be had, even with adding a first-round draft pick in Quentin Johnston when it comes to the Chargers. Eric Bieniemy joins Washington as their new offensive coordinator from Kansas City. Last season in Kansas City, Jerick McKinnon caught 56 balls. Antonio Gibson, who now has Eric Bieniemy, has caught 46, 42, and 36 passes across the last 3 seasons and has had double-digit touchdowns in 2 out of 3 of those seasons. Trevor Lawrence finished year 2 with plus 28 completions, plus 472 passing yards, plus 16 touchdowns, minus 9 interceptions, and plus 5.2 fantasy points per game compared to that rookie season. Calvin Ridley joins Trevor Lawrence, who has had a season of 143 targets, 1,374 receiving yards, and a double-digit touchdown season under his belt. Miles Sanders joins Carolina after finishing 2022 with career highs in rushing attempts with 259 and rushing yards with 1,269. Also total touchdowns with 11. Deonta Foreman and Christian McCaffrey vacate 298 rushing attempts from 2022 in Carolina. Marcus Mariota attempted 30 passes in 2 out of 13 games in 2022. Desmond Ridder attempted 30 passes in 2 out of 4 games in 2022. So they let Ridder throw the ball a lot more, obviously, than Marcus Mariota. Drake London in those Ridder starts saw 11, 9, 8, and 8 targets and had games of 96 and 120 receiving yards. Yes, it was without Kyle Pitts in those games, but we saw some true chemistry between Ridder and London. Dalton Schultz and Noah Brown vacate 163 targets in Dallas now that they are in Houston. Brandon Cooks joins Dallas, who has had 6 seasons of 114-plus targets and 6 seasons of over 1,000 receiving yards. Dak Prescott averaged 37.3 passing attempts per game in 2021. Lamar Jackson has averaged 20-plus fantasy points for four straight seasons with a high of 28.2 in 2019. He opened up 2022 with two of his first three games over 40 fantasy points. In 2023, he has his best core ever. You have Dobbins, Flowers, Bateman, OBJ, Andrews, and Likely. Geno Smith finished 2022 top 10 in passing attempts, deep ball attempts, red zone attempts, passing yards, air yards, passing touchdowns, QBR, and fantasy points. Both DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett finished with over 1,000 receiving yards. Then Seattle goes and drafts the 2023 clear-cut rookie wide receiver 1 in Jaxon Smith-Njigba, plus pass-catching running back Zach Charbonnet. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle both finished top 10 in yards after the catch in 2022. Tua Tagovailoa finished 30.77% of his games in 2022 with 300-plus passing yards. Of quarterbacks who played 10-plus games, only Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen had a higher percentage of games played with 300-plus passing yards. Jerry Jeudy in his last seven games playing 50% plus of the snaps averaged 19.37 fantasy points, 8.43 targets, 6.57 receptions, 88.14 receiving yards, and 0.57 touchdowns. Sean Payton was hired as Denver's new head coach. He's worked with guys like Michael Thomas, Brandon Cooks, and Marquez Colston. The Steelers only had 12 receiving touchdowns in 2022. Deontay Johnson caught zero of them. Deontay has earned 147, 169, and 144 targets across the last three seasons. This Pittsburgh offense should take steps forward in 2023. Alan Lazard, Robert Tonyan, and Randall Cobb all vacate 217 targets combined from 2022 in Green Bay. Green Bay in the 2023 NFL Draft invested second-round draft picks in Luke Musgrave for the tight end position and Jaden Reed for the wide receiver position. Reed finished his college career with 203 receptions, 2,866 receiving yards, and 26 receiving touchdowns. Shifting over to the next topic, 2023 fantasy football versions of player performances from 2022. I'm just trying to make and identify some correlations between specific players and their unique performances to players in 2023. I'm not saying player A in 2023 will be exactly like player B from 2022. I'm just showing you some similarities which can be useful when drafting this coming season. So the 2023 version of the 2023 version of 2022's Jamal Williams, a.k.a. Perceived team running back two, but has a big season guided by touchdown scoring, I think could be Damian Harris. It's likely a committee in Buffalo with Harris and James Cook, but Buffalo scored the second most points per game in 2022, so it's a high-powered offense with scoring potential. In 2021, Harris had 46 red zone touches in 15 games. Singletary had 40 last season in Buffalo, and he's gone. The 2023 version of the 2022 TJ Hockenson, a.k.a. a tight end that lands in a new home and has a huge season due to target volume, I think will be Darren Waller. He has a history of target volume with seasons of 145 and 117 targets. He has a history of high fantasy production, 17.4 fantasy points per game back in 2020. High receiving yard upside with two seasons over 1,100 receiving yards. And I think Waller has the true potential to be Daniel Jones' number one target, which would be consistent high volume due to the lack of wide receiver power and talent in general. The 2023 version of 2022 Christian McCaffrey, so a.k.a. a major comeback season for fantasy after missing time in the years before, I think will be Jonathan Taylor. 11 games played in 2022. He only averaged 13.3 fantasy points per game. But don't forget about that 2021 season where Taylor was number one in fantasy points per game, carries, red zone touches, rushing yards, touchdowns, evaded tackles, breakaway runs, and yards created via player profiler. this offense is changing. A rushing quarterback leading the way isn't as bad as people think, because I don't think that they are going to shift to this like high volume, passing volume offense. The 2023 version of 2022 Jerick McKinnon, a.k.a. late round running back with high receiving and touchdown upside that pays off for fantasy, I think could be Leonard Fournette. Totally understand this could be a reach because we don't know where he will land, but Fournette has had 73, 69, 36, and 76 receptions across his last four seasons. During that span, 523, 454, 233, and 522 receiving yards, 6-plus touchdowns in 5 out of 6 seasons, 10-plus in 2 out of 6. He could certainly land in a spot to be used as a receiving and red zone running back. You know, he's going super late in best ball and startups. I feel like redraft, he could be of value right now. The 2023 version of 2022 Jalen Hurts, a.k.a. major rushing upside, QB with situational change to take a big leap for fantasy scoring. I think this one is obvious, but Justin Fields. 2022, he led the league for the quarterback position in rushing yards with 1,143. He was number 2 in rushing touchdowns with 8. 20.5 fantasy points per game ranked 5th, but he averaged 24.8 points per game week 6 through 18. There's been major changes to that offensive line. They have an alpha wide receiver now in DJ Moore. Chase Claypool and Darnell Mooney should now be healthy. Cole Kmet can take even more strides than he did in 2022. The 2023 version of 2022 Deontay Johnson, a.k.a. a high target volume wide receiver with great target share but low upside and poor fantasy scoring, I think will be Juju Smith-Schuster. Devontae Parker, Tyquan Thornton, Kendrick Bourne, Kayshon Boutte, that's a mediocre wide receiver room, so Juju should have high target volume, but he only averaged 11.6 points per game, which was ranked number 35 in 2022 with Patrick Mahomes, and he played 16 games. 14 total wide receiver specific touchdowns only from Mac Jones in 2022. The 2023 version of Geno Smith, a.k.a. veteran quarterback likely faded in redraft, but has a big unexpected season for fantasy, I think could be Russell Wilson. He had a career low 15.8 fantasy points per game, which ranked 18th, with career low completion percentage of 60.5% in 2022. But he's had a history of fantasy success, with 10 out of 11 seasons at 17-plus fantasy points per game and 5 out of 11 at 20-plus fantasy points per game. Sean Payton, that hiring can truly reshape this offense and the team. He's got a pretty decent core of Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims Jr., Tim Patrick, and Greg Dulcich. The 2023 version of 2022 Tony Pollard, a.k.a. mid to late round running back, perceived as the team's running back two, but has a career high in usage and fantasy scoring, I think, can be Antonio Gibson. This offense is reshaping with Eric Bieniemy, which I talked about earlier, who utilized running backs like Jerick McKinnon effectively as pass catchers and scoring running backs. 149 rushes in 2022 seems like an asterisk for Gibson. Again, the receiving numbers have been pretty solid, 46, 42, and 36 the last three seasons. That's PPR upside. 2 out of 3 seasons with double-digit touchdowns, which I mentioned before. He's the most versatile playmaker on the roster for the position. I think Eric Bieniemy is going to be creative utilizing him. Then the last guy, I also talked about him before too, that I want to mention, the 2023 version of the 2022 Davante Adams or Tyreek Hill, a.k.a. a wide receiver in a brand new home who absolutely balls out, should be Calvin Ridley. Trevor Lawrence took huge strides, like I mentioned before, in 2022 as a passer. He supported Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, and Evan Ingram to solid fantasy relevance. Calvin Ridley has that massive season under his belt. He's been very fantasy relevant. He averaged 18.8 fantasy points per game at one point in his career. He's consistently demanded targets throughout his career. He's a former first-round talent. He should step in and be this team's wide receiver one. I know that's been debated, but I'm all for Calvin Ridley as T-Law's wide receiver one. So two very interesting topics, again, that you can apply for this coming NFL season, this coming fantasy football season. Again, I always plug content with the intent to help you guys play to win If you like the content, you like what I offer on Twitter, the podcast, YouTube, TikTok, or wherever it is you consume my content, go join the Patreon. It's going to be well worth your time, your dollar. Patreon.com/P2WFantasy. Consistent content on that Discord, daily discussions. Come join the community and let's get those fucking trophies. Thanks for listening, guys.